when we're done with it. And we will determine what constitutes cooperation. The first step is to put an end to all of the normal Nuangbo equivocation and evasion and selective deafness. Vajra the Naga was not a character I liked to adopt too often. A Naga was a mythical serpent being that lived beneath the earth and had no sympathy whatever for anything human. The trouble with the character was that I could slip into it like it had been tailored for me. It would take only a small emotional distortion to turn me into Vajra the Naga. "You have something we want. A book." I was betting a lot on my having reasoned out or intuited the course of various hidden events based upon what I had gotten from Murgan and his annals. "It's about so by so, and this thick, bound in tan vellum. The writing inside is in an untrained hand, in language no one has spoken for 7 centuries. Specifically, it is a nearly complete copy of the first volume of the Books of the Dead, the lost sacred texts of the children of Kena. Chances are you didn't know that." Narion and even the Daughter of Night reacted to that. I continued. "The book was stolen from the Fortress Overlook by the sorcerer called the Howler. He concealed it because he didn't want Soulcatcher to get it, nor did he want the child to have it. You either saw him hide it or stumbled onto it soon after he did. You concealed it somewhere you feel is safe, ignoring the fact that nothing can remain hidden forever. Some eyes will discover anything, eventually." Once again, I allowed Doge time for remarks. He chose to pass on the opportunity. "You have a choice in all this. I remind you, though, that you're getting old, that your chosen successor is buried under the plain with my brothers, and that you have no allies more favorable than Gota, whose enthusiasm has to be suspect at this late date. You may choose to say nothing, ever, in which case truth will follow you into the darkness. But the key will remain here, in other hands. Have you had enough to eat? Has Do Trang been a good host? Will somebody help our guest find something to drink? We shouldn't be scorned for our failures of hospitality."
"You didn't get the word out of him,"
One Eye complained as soon as Doge was out of earshot. I didn't expect to. I just wanted him to have something to think about. "Let's talk to these two. Scoot Singh over here. Take the gag off and turn him so he can't get cues from the girl." She was spooky. Even bound and gagged, she radiated a disturbingly potent presence. Put her in the company of people already prepared to believe that she was touched by the dark divine, and it was easy to understand why the Deceiver cult was making a comeback. Interesting, though, that that was a recent phenomenon. That for a decade she and Narion had been fugitives painstakingly taking control of the few surviving Deceivers and evading the Protector's agents. And now, just as we feel we are up to tugging a few beards, they began making their survival known, too. I had no trouble seeing where the Goonie imagination